This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Limestone Coast is one of my favourite parts of the week. It is talking to Shane A. We get to talk about movies. He's on the line. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Shane, everybody is talking about Fast and Furious 9. It is out in cinemas.
Yeah, finally drops in cinemas today, about a year after it was supposed to. A lot of people are very keen, It has built up over 9 movies, a huge fan base, and they just keep on getting bigger and bigger. This one is definitely no different. If you've seen the trailer, you know what to expect, but there's a lot they don't show as well, so you're in for a surprise.
I must admit, I am a Fast and the Furious fan. It's one of those things where you can wander into the movie and you can suspend reality and just watch some decent action.
Yeah, the 2001 was when the first film came out. And I've said this before, it was meant to be just like this little action movie, and it was. And it was very similar to Point Break. That's what I thought it looked like, and the plot line. And then it's just, you know, here we are 20 years later.
And nine movies. That's right.
And obviously Paul Walker's passed away, but there's just a lot of the same cast are still there.
Now, mate, one of the other movies to check out at the moment is Physical. What can you tell me about it?
This stars Australian Rose Byrne. It's exclusive to Apple Plus, Apple TV. It's a series, and it's what I've seen so far. I've seen 4 episodes. It's based around her character who has an eating disorder, and she just doesn't know what to do with her life. But things definitely change when she starts doing aerobics. Now, aerobics in the 80s was huge.
It was.
So, yeah, there's an emphasis on the soundtrack that you're going to recognize from the 80s, the fashion. But her character really does go through different transformations, and Rose Byrne, such a great actress. The writer of the show, it's based around her actual storyline. So, yeah, something a little different, but on Apple Plus, if you get a chance, have a look at it.
Now, mate, talking about something a little different, 30th anniversary of a notorious Bruce Willis flop. What have you got?
Oh, yes, back when Bruce Willis was on fire in 1991, he'd just come off a couple of Die Hard movies. Look Who's Talking was huge. He had yet to do Pulp Fiction and a few of others of his big hits, but Hudson Hawk was a vanity project. And he just, there was so much money put into this action adventure. He plays this cat burglar who runs around Europe and is made to do a job and falls in love with Andy McDowell. I watched it again recently for the 30th anniversary, and honestly, it's worth catching up with if you get a chance, Ewan, but oh, what a waste of money was put into it. And Bruce, as much as I like him, he just didn't pull this one off. And in later in years, he did regret the film. But it's worth mentioning Hudson Hawk 30th anniversary. If you haven't seen it or you haven't seen it for a long time, have a look at it.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.